Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Oh, not again.
We have an update.
And it's still not done.
Unfortunately... Well, no. Okay, let's explain it. So, yes, we've been talking about the Milwaukee flag, the people's flag, the blue and yellow flag that was adopted like 8 years ago by a group of do-gooders in a contest. Lots of people just started waving it. Even some city officials have celebrated this flag, but it's never been the official flag. Well, now there's been a push to do that. The Common Council isn't sure what to do, so we have to get to City Hall, Vince.
Bureaucracy, legislation, red tape.
I'm so bored.
Doesn't anything fun happen here?
When you work for the local government, doing the bare minimum is doing your part.
It's time to take another visit to City Hall.
So Common Council held their meeting on Tuesday. A month after kicking the can on the flag, they kept it in council. That meant they had to bring it up as unfinished business on Tuesday. So you and I both kind of speculated, wonder if they're going to find a way to delay this again. And when Alderman Bergella started speaking, you thought that's right where he was going.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This has been a long 3 weeks of many discussions with colleagues and other stakeholders in the community.
But you thought maybe he was going to say, so maybe we should move on to other things. However, he did not. In fact, he suggested maybe there should be a referendum.
I think the best path forward would be to put this question to voters and let voters decide.
Yes, put the people's flag to the people.
Let the people vote on the people's flag. Why don't you just tell me if you want the flag?
Actually, I thought this was... I was impressed that Bergella said that he and Alderman Chambers, who you may recall is a big critic of this flag,
okay,
and criticized it in the last last meeting with the council, they agreed together that the best way forward, let's just put this on the ballot, April election next year. Should this be the new city flag? Now, you may ask, why not just vote on it, the council itself, right?
Yes.
Because they had the votes. They could have just passed it.
You're elected to lead. You're elected to make these decisions. Go ahead, lead.
Yeah, if they pass it, great. If they don't, oh well, whatever. But you could have passed it 8-7. However, Bergella said Mayor Johnson had threatened to veto the flag.
Alrighty.
So they said, well, look, let's not even vote then because we need at least 10 votes. We don't have it at the moment. So maybe we do this referendum. How about we just do that? Well, Alderman Bob Bauman was like, wait, hold on. You're going to change the charter for a referendum. Why would we do this? We do this for anything else.
I get why we want to put it to the people. Fine, I get all that. Understand, referendums are very dangerous precedents that we'd be setting here. Every controversial issue can be sent to a referendum as a non-advisory triggering referendum, whatever the issue may be.
Yeah, so you're just going to throw the referendum up for everything else. Alderman Brostoff, that's the same thing.
If that's the case, why do we make decisions on much more important things? We should be seeking this action for all sorts of stuff if that's the case, and I don't want to set that precedent.
Right. So, and plus, they didn't even know if this was legal to be able to do all of this, so they decided in the end... I can't even say it. In the end, they weren't sure what to do, so they decided to hold the matter in council.
Let's talk about it another day.
It remains unfinished business. Yes, nothing decided.
Any objections to holding it in council? Okay, hearing none, so ordered.
Yes, so now it gets pushed again. And who knows? I mean, actually, what they should have done is all just voted for it unanimously and forced the mayor to decide, put it on his shoulders to veto it.
You could do that. What I find interesting is one of the potential remedies that was discussed at length of going to a referendum, you kind of hinted at it, might not even be legal.
Right, yeah.
City attorney already told him, like, I don't think you can do that, actually. There are certain parameters in which you can put an advisory referendum or a binding referendum on the ballot. And they're saying, actually, what you propose here, we might not even be able to do.
Yeah.
And probably before you propose that, probably should get told that.
Right. Well, now we'll know. It's unfinished business again for another month at least.
What should we do? You and me, should we keep doing the story? Like, I don't know.
I feel like as long as they keep bringing it up.
Okay, well, tune in for this exact same story 1 month from now. Right? Or is it on us? Like, should we just quit talking about it?
Well, it's not a real thing. It doesn't affect the city at all. It really doesn't.
It's really why we talk about it.
They even brought up fiscal note. Well, what about the fiscal? Stop it. Stop your bureaucratic nonsense. Just vote no on the thing if you don't like it.
Any objections to holding it in council? Okay, hearing none, so ordered.